Hello. Can you hear me? This is Robinson talking. I'm here at the Park Terrace Nursing Home. I've been here for 4 years. And sometimes we get pretty lonely here, but when these peoples come over from the Robert studio, we're always livened up. We appreciate their coming very, very much. And I'm glad to announce that how much we do enjoy them. Hope they'll be coming back regularly. They've been gone now for 3 months and just made the appearance. So, thanks for listening.
Hello, this is Mrs. Snow at the
Park Terrace
home. I've been here 4 years and we have enjoyed the students from the Oral Roberts School, and we missed them very much through the summer when they couldn't come, when they were on their vacation. But we're glad that they're back because we missed them very much. I have always been interested in any children's I lose my word every once in a while and they insist on me talking, but I can't talk very much. I get twisted in my words that I want to use, but I have been wonderfully blessed for the Lord's blessings that He has poured out on me. He has healed me many, many times, and I feel like that I ought to express my feelings about this to others. So we hope these pupils will continue to come. Uh-oh, some noise almost made me jump out of my chair. Well, bye-bye.
This is Mrs. Leakley out at the Plaza Terrace Convalescent Center. Some of the students came out Sunday, and we had a wonderful time. We enjoyed them so very, very much. And I would like to invite more of you to come out. The patients here are, I think, benefited greatly by your coming out and the testimonies that you gave. And so, we would like for you to come out and do the same thing that the students did last Sunday. I thought it was wonderful, and I believe that you would enjoy it too. Doesn't take too long. So,
please come see us again.
When I was first married, my husband was a member there. And then my mother-in-law lived with us 22 years. And then after she passed away, my father lived with us 10 years. Then he sold his farm and went to Florida to visit the people that he'd sold his place to. He passed away down there. I went down there. But, you know, I was just like someone that didn't know anything to travel. I didn't. They put me in charge of a taxi driver, and they wouldn't make out a ticket for me there. They said that this place, I can't tell. We'd come up, and I can't remember now the place, and stopped. And I wanted a ticket for Albany, New York, and they wouldn't make one out for me. And the taxi driver stepped right up, and he says, "You make that ticket out for this lady right off." they had to do it. But I never had any education. I just...
Mrs. Law, yes? How long have you been a resident here at the Park Terrace Convalescent Center?
Well, a year ago last August, the 1st of August. 2 years ago, the 1st of August, that I came here. I had lost my oldest daughter, my husband, and I was living with my oldest daughter when she passed away. She had leukemia and then passed away. I had a wonderful family.
Do you enjoy the students coming down and visiting with you?
Yes, I certainly do enjoy your coming. I'm very thankful that you came in. I remember your face, but you was here and sang. It was with old Roberts. Yeah, that day Methodists came in. Their singing wasn't the same. But it finally turned out different. But we do one like here, Oral Roberts.
I'm Mrs. Wolf. I'm a head nurse at Park Terrace. I've been here for about 6 months. And the patients enjoy very much of the students from Oral Roberts University coming down and inviting them, playing and singing for them.
Mrs. August Beckstrom, I have cancer of the throat, and I can't talk very loud. I want to invite you young people to come and visit us personally. I'd like you to come to my room where I could visit with you. You're a great inspiration to all of us.
August Beckstrom, and I am here at the medical center, the Hillcrest Medical Center. And I just got through listening to the program on the television, and I enjoyed it very much. I wouldn't give it up for anything.